Yeah, by arrow or by this.
One approach that scientists use to answer questions about habitability on Mars or whether or not there's life on Mars is to go to places on Earth which, to some degree, replicate some of those aspects of Mars that we're asking as to the conditions for life. And these analogs are important parts of how we explore scientific questions for many aspects of space exploration. For questions about life on Mars, we often go to the Earth's polar regions where it's very cold and dry, and these are the sites that best replicate some of the Mars environments where we expect to find life. The picture here is, in fact, a 2 o'clock in the morning photograph in the McMurdo Dry Valleys. This is not color enhanced. This is actually the color. My specialty is permafrost geomorphology. I study basically the dynamics of permafrost landscapes, landscapes that are underlain by frozen ground. And basically, I do this work in the Arctic, in places like the northern Yukon and on Axel Heiberg Island, and in Antarctica and the McMurdo Dry Valleys. In the last few years, I've been working with scientists from NASA on various analog projects, and just only in late December came back from Antarctica working on a project called IceBite, which is a follow-up to the Phoenix lander. And I'm going to just give you a couple of points about our IceBite project. The comparisons between Earth and Mars are numerous, but the things that I want to draw your attention to are temperatures. Basically, the average temperature on Mars is minus 63 degrees centigrade, ranging between plus 20, believe it or not, it gets above freezing on Mars, to minus 140. The Phoenix landing site, the temperatures during the six-month Phoenix expedition or Phoenix experiment range between minus 30 and minus 80, with an average temperature of about minus 50. By comparison, we can go to places in the Arctic where the mean temperature, annual temperature, is minus 20, and essentially McMurdo Dry Valleys, where I just came back from, minus 25. Ice. This is the key variable. You know, follow the water. That's the mantra for NASA. And so here we have some images. The top left shows the Odyssey image of hydrogen atoms in the Earth's regolith. The other ones show evidence of ice on Earth. If we go to the Phoenix landing site, the photographs on the left are basically excavations by the Phoenix digger, which actually exposed snow and ice in the near surface of the Mars regolith. The photos on the right are, in fact, the same sort of photos that we took from the McMurdo Dry Valleys just literally a month ago. Other aspects of analog studies that we're involved in here at McGill in terms of my team, one is looking at groundwater. We study perennial springs in the high Arctic, and we look for evidence of similar sorts of groundwater discharge in Antarctica. Another is looking at various geomorphic landforms like polygons, which are also indicative of ground ice. And so these are elements of our science which are part of this analog focus. The last thing I want to do is give a brief commercial for the McGill Arctic Research Station. Yes, we have an Arctic Research Station. It's on Axel Heiberg Island. It is also the site of a Canadian Space Agency and NASA-funded analog research site. So the photographs here are from the McGill Field Station, which is 50 years old this year, and the Carnes site, the analog site, which is 5 years old this year. And the final bit of gratuitous commercialization, these are the courses which I teach, and if you want to learn a little bit more about this stuff, try some of these courses. Thanks a lot.